Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, November the 29th. I'm Sue.
And I'm Margaret.
And I'm Louise.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. So please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and the sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:57 a.m. and sunset will be at 3:58 p.m. It's been quite cold this past week and this trend is set to stay the same, with the highest temperature expected around 8 degrees centigrade, which is 46.4 degrees Fahrenheit, at the beginning of next week. As the week progresses, you can probably expect temperatures to drop to a daytime low of around 5 degrees centigrade, that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, due to the low temperatures, there will be a possibility of ice, so if you are out and about, please be careful.
Next, we move on to our tip of the week to help you when you are living with sight loss. Christmas is coming and it's time to start thinking of writing shopping lists and Christmas cards. If you find it a struggle, why not use a B-roll handwriting pen, which give a lot better contrast than a biro, along with a signature or writing guide to help you keep the words in a straight line. Make sure you sit in a well-lit area and use a task lamp targeted at the page and below your eye line to increase the contrast. It's also worth considering using pastel yellow paper for your lists, as white paper can give a lot of glare and make it difficult to see what you have written. If you need any further advice, contact John at the Beacon on 01902 886 786. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we are going to take a look at what is happening in the area. Acorns Children's Hospice is holding a Christmas fundraiser on Saturday the 2nd of December, 1 till 4 p.m. This will be a festive treat. For all concerned, there will be games, live entertainment, as well as entertainment for the children such as Santa, Minnie and Mickey Mouse. Tickets cost £3 per child and £2 per adult and located at the Chubb Building, which is in Friar Street, Wolverhampton.
Next, the Old Rep Theatre in Birmingham is holding performances of Lewis Carroll's classic tale Alice in Wonderland. Tickets cost £16.50 for an adult, £13.80 for a child, and there is concessions. A family ticket admits four, £55.20. Running dates are from November the 20th until Saturday the 30th of December. Start times vary. For more information or to book tickets, call 0121 359 9444.
And finally, we have Christmas Carols in the city centre located at the Lower Mall in the Mander Shopping Centre. The service is running from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. on December 6th and it's free. The Mander Centre's Winter Wonderland, where children can meet Father Christmas, will be open to visitors. There is free parking available at the Mander Centre, situated at the School Street and Market Street car parks.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Margaret. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. Hundreds of Santas will once again be taking part in a 5 kilometre run to raise vital funds for local people living with sight loss. The incredibly popular Santa Run is returning to West Park in Wolverhampton on Sunday the 3rd of December. This is a popular event for the whole family, as participants can run, walk, jog or even skip their way around the 5 kilometre course. Adults and children over 12 will be given a Santa suit to wear on the day and children under 12 will be given a Santa hat. The event is being organised by the Beacon Centre and RNIB. Event organiser Gorinda Atwell explained, "This is a really wonderful, fun event. People of all ages can come together, dress in their Santa suits to have fun whilst raising money for such a worthwhile cause. Last year's event was a great success, and we're hoping to have even more Santas running around West Park this year. It is a flat course, so it is also suitable for people with sight loss who want to take part. Entry is £10 for adults and children over 12, £5 for children aged between 5 and 12, and under 5s can enter free of charge. All the proceeds will go to the Beacon Centre and RNIB to enable them to continue providing care and support to local people living with sight loss. For more information, contact the Beacon Centre. The run takes place on December the 3rd between 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Louise.
It's goodbye from Sue.
And bye-bye from Margaret.
Goodbye, everybody.